Hello, Christina Rizzo. Thanks for tuning into this podcast. I just come across this story on Daily Wire about a state that's actually standing up to the confusion of biological males participating in women's sport, or biological males cheating to get into women's sports. So the headlights. The title reads, Girls Only, All in Bold. Utah legislator overrides governor's veto, bans biological males from women's sports. Here's the story. The Utah legislator has overridden Republican Governor Spencer Cox's veto of the state's bill banning biological men from women's sports. From the beginning, my goal has always been to protect and preserve women's sports and speak out for Utah female athletes. Okay. Republican Utah State Representative Kira Berkland, I think I'm saying that correctly, the sponsor of the bill, told by Daily Wire on Friday, we have seen the necessity of such legislation play out recently, and I am proud to stand up and fight for girls to have the opportunity to compete on an even playing field. Now, in case you all don't know, several months ago, Tucker Carlson actually challenged Kirstie Nam, governor of South Dakota, about the same bill, and she was very neutral on it. And that's the only time I was kind of shaky on grounds with her about this. Because it's like, okay, we don't want to be extreme and say no, like someone like Ron DeSantis is about, you know, drawing the line. And there's no such thing as a don't ask gay bill, whatever. There's no such thing, because the word gay is not in there. They're just protecting children. Okay, so she continues. Good policy is made by considering a variety of viewpoints and working to fight the right solution. Over the past 2 years, I have made every effort to find a balanced and reasonable solution to a tough, divisive issue. And I'm convinced Utah has taken the right step forward. The state's bill pertaining to student eligibility into interscholastic activities bans students of the male sex from competing against another school on a team designated for female students. Well, the female students can do something just as easily. Just don't participate and let the men run on their own. I mean, why would you jump in a pool? You know, they easily did that when they wanted to segregate between blacks and whites. They just didn't participate and didn't show up. Why can't they do this for this? Now, I know race and gender are different, but still, I mean, make the same stance. Okay? So I'm guessing this governor is a rhino. And tolerating this nonsense, and this lady is standing for what's right. And yet, this governor had vetoed the legislation, talking of a commission of political appointees that could create criteria and evaluate transgender students' physical characteristics. You don't have to evaluate the characteristics. In 2021, this legislator, Utah Jazz, meeting with her, Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith and President John Olson had reportedly expressed fears that an earlier version of the bill would cost the state in an all-star game. Wow, you really think the Utah Jazz would allow a woman to play with them? Okay, so she's one of the only few Republican governor to veto a similar legislation. In April 2020, Republican Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson vetoed a bill banning transgender surgeries. Okay, I did a recent story on this. I think it was video though. And procedures for minors. Republican South Dakota Governor Kirstie Nahm drew heavily criticism from conservatives, as I mentioned before, for failing to certify a bill banning biological males from women's sports. So she signed a bill in February mandating that educational institutions assign students to teams based on biological sex. The governor then did a pushback, told the Daily Signal in February, the same month, that the original bill was deeply flawed and would have ended up in court. Now, 29 states at least moved to the craft and passing legislations banning, that's not enough, banning biological males from women's sports, according to the American Civil Liberties Union. Other Republicans backed legislating ban minors from obtaining transgender surgeries and hormones, etc., etc. And I'm saying etc. because it just talks about medical care. Okay, so closing words from the president. As I said last year, especially to our younger transgender Americans, I'll always have your back as your president so you can be yourself and reach your God-given potential. All right. So he goes from tolerating blackface and going for segregation to integrating male and female in the same sports. All right. Okay. Well, that's enough dead air for me. That's all I have, Christina Red Soul. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. This brief story, I just had to share it. So the governor is for it. Is for the biological males in it, and God bless ladies like legislators like Birkeland, I think that's how you pronounce her name, to stand her ground for what's right. Pray for our nation, pray for our brothers and sisters under the persecuted church globally, and I'll talk to you super soon.